You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We'll start then with the Merseyside derby. 12:30 on Saturday lunchtime, Liverpool v Everton. Liverpool 8-11, the draw 14-5, Everton are 4-1. Everton haven't won at Anfield since 1999 when Kevin Campbell scored in a 1-0 victory. Are they going to change that this time around, Derek?
Well, I'll tell you what, they've got a couple of injuries. We know that as a result of the international break, you know, with James Coleman having a horrible leg break and McCarthy out as well. But Liverpool have got their own problems there too with Adam Lallana out with a thigh injury picked up against Lithuania and the two Brazilians getting back late from playing for Brazil, I think it was, on Wednesday night. I mean, you know, if he didn't get back till Thursday, I think Firmino would have got back quicker had he driven. I mean, it's not a greatest preparation for this. And it's the prices. You know, you look at this and you know that Liverpool at Anfield always beat Everton. Well, I say always. They never lose to Everton at Anfield. Mm. 8 draws and 8 defeats since Everton last won there in 1999. But the prices, they're skewed. Everton are a bit big, aren't they? I mean, if Everton were a property, they'd be a basement flat with a skylight through which they can look up and see Liverpool. But they're close, and this is the closest they've been in the table for a long time. Everton have drawn level with Arsenal on 50 points. When did that happen? I have no idea when that happened. The thing I would say about Everton fans is they always seem more interested in Liverpool than in their own side. That's true. And if you've watched Everton in recent seasons, you'd understand why. Do you know what the collective... Here's one for you. Do you know what the collective noun for bitter blues is?
Go on.
Blues. Because they used to say this was the friendly derby. It's not anymore. I mean, the bitterness of Everton fans knows no bounds. Probably because of, you know, they still blame Liverpool fans for being kept out of Europe all those years ago when they last won a title. They probably blame Liverpool fans for getting pounded every time they go to Anfield. But 9-2 Everton is wrong, is definitely wrong. I'm still remembering Liverpool's performance at Anfield against Burnley a couple of weeks ago when they won 2-1. But they were outclassed by Burnley, who regularly get slaughtered in away games. Yes, they raised their game for Tottenham at Anfield. They raised their game for Arsenal at Anfield. But it's against teams outside that bracket. And, you know, I just worry about Liverpool here. I worry about Firmino. I worry about Coutinho. I think Everton are too big. Honestly, they're in good form. They'll go to Anfield for once with no fear factor, you know. And at 9-2, I've got to have a dabble on that.
Okay. They're 4-1 actually now, Doug. Just been
4-1, is it? Yeah,
backed them already.
Yeah, and before I even finish the sentence, exactly. Punters are lumping on.
So would you take Everton on the outright, or maybe draw no bet?
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you're only basing this on the Goodison match earlier in the season, you'd back Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool won thanks to an injury time clincher from, I can't remember who it was now.
Mane.
But it seemed like, who was it?
Mane,
that's right, yeah, of course, yeah. But it seemed the easiest derby win since Chergar's. I mean, that's how easy it was. Everton never laid a glove on Liverpool. But they've picked up massively since then. And Liverpool arguably have gone backwards. And yeah, I'd back it. 9-2 Everton. Oh, sorry, 4-1 Everton now. It's just too big.
OK. What do you think, Tom? I mean, Everton, the loss of Seamus Coleman, obviously psychologically pretty big, but also in the way that they play, he's a massive part of it, isn't he?
Well, he's huge because he gets to the byline probably 5, 6, 7 times in a match, and his assists for Lukaku is pretty high. But you know, they got probably Mason Holgate will probably come in, and you know, he started the season doing pretty well for Everton, and I was a bit dubious about Ronald Koeman at times this season for Everton, but he's slowly starting to get there. It's a good blend in the team. He knew he inherited an ageing squad, and he's starting to bring that average age down. His signings are on the whole work for him. And there's a bit of a zest about the Everton team. And they'll probably go there thinking they've got as good a chance as they have in many years to actually win at Anfield. And, you know, the incentive for them to close the gap on Liverpool to within 3 points is huge. Whether they can do it or not, I don't know. I'm still not convinced that Liverpool have turned any kind of corner. You know, Derek mentioned the performance against Burnley. I thought they were very fortunate to win the game. And again, yes, they played well against Man City, but they're the kind of opponents that absolutely suit them. There's no way Ronald Koeman will be setting up like Man City did. I know it was away from home, but Liverpool at Anfield, it will go there. And I wouldn't say try and make life difficult, but, you know, I think he'll have something up his sleeve. And I would expect, you know, a big performance from Romelu Lukaku in this game. I think given everything that's going on around him, you know, I think it's time for him to step up and prove that when the real big games come along, this is a big game but in more ways than one, you know, he kind of steps up to the plate. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has a stormer. And if he does, then Everton have got a great chance of getting a result. But I just feel this is probably going to end up being all square. I don't think Liverpool are playing well enough to say that they warrant the price that they are to win this game of 8-11. But likewise, I just think that maybe that psychological hold that winning at Anfield has kind of held over Everton just might come into thinking it shouldn't, but it so often does, doesn't it? It's a long, long time. So I'm going to play the draw in this one. I mean, there's been a fair few nil-nil draws actually between these two. So people kind of look at this derby and think it's explosive. There's red cards, there's loads of goals. When you dig a little bit deeper, they're the moments you kind of remember, Phil Jagielka scoring from miles out and, all those kind of moments. But actually, when you look at the kind of head-to-head and the history, there are a fair few draws, and actually there's been a fair few nil-nils. But I'm just going to play the draw at 14-5, plain and simple.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.